Welcome to the first of the Regina Studio podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this discussion. And we hope that you will follow us on www.cotr.com.
Your Bibles on today, I'd like you to come with me. I'll be reading again from the King James Version on this morning as we are in the book of Psalms once again, and we want to look at Psalm 100 on today. Amen. And so looking at Psalm 100, good to see Brother Outlaw in the house. Amen. If you have it, say amen. Amen. Let us pray. Speak, Father, your servants are listening. We pray that you would anoint all of our ears to hear, eyes to see, and mouths to speak for you. And we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise, for we love you more than anything. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Send now the Holy Ghost. Send the Spirit. Send the power. Send the enlightenment, the revelation, everything that's needed to do what only you can do. Have your way in this place, in and amongst your people. Use the unique vessel of your preacher in a way that would allow the people to hear your voice clearly so that lives might be made better, lives might be changed, and we might be more like you. In Jesus' name, this is our prayer, amen. Scripture says this, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, you see it? Bible says, serve the Lord with what?
Gladness.
There you go. Come before his presence with? Know ye that the Lord, he is? It is he that made us and not we. We are his and the sheep of his. Enter into his gates with and into his courts with. Be thankful unto him and bless his, for the Lord is, for the Lord is, for the Lord is, his mercy is, and his truth endureth to all generations. If you believe that, give God some praise. I want to preach a message by the Spirit, drawing mostly from these first three verses. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It's he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. I want to preach a message entitled, I Know Who He Is. Once again, speak, Father, your servants are listening. We pray that you would anoint all of our ears to hear, eyes to see, and mouths to speak for you. And we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to ask you a question. If the scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, have you done that today? I think that this psalm is not just meant to hype God's people up. I think it's meant to be reflexive. Jewish scholars suggest that this psalm was one that was sung by the people when they were on their way to give an offering to the Lord. And so it was a reminder of how they were to be when they came before God's presence. The Bible says, don't make a clamoring noise, don't make a complaining noise, don't make a sad noise, don't make a tearful noise. There's nothing wrong with crying, but in this particular psalm, the Bible says, make a joyful noise. Everybody, all ye lands. Goes further to say, serve the Lord with glad. There ought to be joy about your praise and joy about your worship. And if you have trouble identifying or doing that, just do a quick flashback and do a quick look over your life. And real quick, you'll find a reason to be joyful. But what challenges me on today is that some of us have adopted a pathos and translated it into an ethos. That just means our thinking translating into the way that we behave in the worship center that makes us believe, or when we come to the church, that it's okay for us to sit like a stump on a log and wait for everybody else to do what God has commanded us to do. But I came by to tell you, whether you like it or not, that the Bible says, not Omari, not your pastor, not the theologian, not the scholar, I'm telling you that the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You ought to make a joyful noise. You ought to do that. And I want to suggest to you that right now is a good time to start if you have not already. And I want to let you know that because I had a sneak on you, because I knew what God wanted to preach before you did, I just went around and did a little perusal while we were in the worship experience on this morning. And I scanned your row, and I looked at your expression, and I looked at your hands, and I looked at your mouth, and looked at your face. And I got to be honest and tell you, some people in the house would flunk the test if God gave out a grade right now, because you've come into the house of the Lord, and despite everything that God is doing in your life, despite the fact that you still have movement of your limbs, you ain't clapped your hands one time, despite the fact that you can control your face because God spared you from having a stroke that would have contorted it so you couldn't smile when you wanted to or laugh when you wanted to, you ain't even had a grin on your face yet, despite the fact that your voice still works and you can decide in your mind what to say, and because your brain function still communicates with your vocal cords, what you want to say comes out like you like to say it. I know you can talk, because you can cuss folk out, you can yell at people, you can cut your eye, you can gossip about me, you can talk about the church in the parking lot. But when you make a joyful noise, I came by to find somebody in the house on today who is saying to themselves, everything is not right in my life. Everything is not perfect in my life. And let me tell you why you can find your shout in the middle of this psalm. In the very first verse, I'm just in the very first verse. You can find your shout, Sister Anna, in the very first verse. You know why? Because the verse doesn't say, feel joyful, Lord, have mercy. The verse doesn't say, act joyful. The verse doesn't say, in your heart, be joyful. The verse doesn't say, you got to feel good, got to look good. All it says is, make. And I came to tell you, the devil is a liar. No matter how sad you are on the inside, you can still say hallelujah. You can still give my God some praise. You can still decide to open up your mouth and bless his holy name. And let me keep to the end and tell you why. For the Lord is good. Oh my God. His mercy is everlasting. It's mercy that gives you a chance to make a joyful noise, even though you have not already. Because if it was not mercy, you would have been consumed for disobedience. Because the wages of sin is death. And every time you step outside of the word of God or the will of God, you are in sin, which ought to equal death. But because his mercy is everlasting, oh God, help me in here. Even when I cuss in the church, he still blesses me. Even when I'm thinking nasty thoughts about somebody else in the church, he still keeps me. Even when I'm looking at another woman's backside who's not my wife, God preserves me. Even when I'm jealous of my neighbor, God keeps me, because his mercy. So I just came to tell you, you ought to make a joyful noise. And let me go ahead and be instructive. Here's how you make a joyful noise. You say hallelujah. You say bless your holy name. You say God, you are good. And can I infuse testimony into the preaching on this morning and tell you what I've learned? I know I'm not as old as some. I know wisdom is something I'm still gaining. I know I'm a young man. I know. And I know many people know more than me. I know that to be true. I'm still learning. But this I do know, and this I have learned. There are times in my life when I don't feel good. I feel like giving up. I feel like crying. Sometimes I feel down, and I don't even know why I feel down. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I don't even know why I'm depressed.
I don't even know why I'm sad. I try to locate it, but I can't think about it because my wife is a blessing. My son looks good. I got a safe place to live, money coming in. I don't know why, but still, sometimes I doubt. But this is what I found out. This is what the young man found out. I found out that when I pray and when I worship God, it draws me into his presence. But I found this out. When I put a praise on top of my prayer, oh God, help me in here, it changes the atmosphere around me. And I've learned that the depression that used to sit over me, like those little clouds, I know we don't have cartoons like this anymore. When I was a little boy, there used to be cartoons, and there'd be a little cloud. And when somebody was having a bad day, to symbolize depression, here's what would happen. The cloud would just follow them everywhere they went. Wouldn't rain on anybody else, but it rained right over top of you. You know, you could come in the church house and it'd be just like that. And I know I'm right about it. The devil is a liar. Don't make me a liar. You know God is telling the truth. You can come in the church on Sunday morning, everybody on your pew be smiling, everybody in your pew be bad. They don't know that you feel like you're having your own pity party. Well, I came by to tell you how to change that. Make a joyful noise. Oh God, even when you don't feel like it, open up your mouth and bless his. It'll change you, Deacon Charlotte. I'm telling you, it'll change you. It'll change you, Deacon DeVoe. I'm telling you, it'll change you, Deacon Lonnie, when you allow joy to come out of your mouth. And I think part of the reason for that is that the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And so when you allow yourself to hear joy, even though you don't feel joy, it makes faith well up in you to say, even though I don't feel like it right now, with all of this joy around me, everything is going to be all right. So the scripture says, make a joyful noise, make a joyful noise, make a joyful noise, make a joyful noise. And can I just tell you, I'm going to get in trouble if y'all will allow me on this morning. I get to get in trouble at least once Sunday. But I want to let you know, when you come in and you already down, don't you sit next to somebody who ain't going to make no joyful noises. I just came by to tell you, I know you like where you sit. I know that's typically your seat. But when you're going through the hell that I've gone through in my life, it's enough sadness with me alone. I can't deal with you and your mess too. And I dare you to go ahead and reassign yourself every now and then. When you come into the house and life has been beating up on you, and you've had a hell week, and you've had the worst day of your life, and your money is low, and your bills are high, and your nerves are on the last edge, and you've got no strength in your body, and you're a caretaker for your mother, and you have not talked to your father, and your children are acting crazy, and you're pregnant with somebody else's baby, and your loved one is walking away, I came by to tell you, I got too many demons on my back by myself. I got too much hell to deal with by myself. I am not going to sit next to you and allow you to bring me down. No. I'm going to scour the atmosphere right now. Find me a praise partner, and we're going to make a joyful noise together. Because when two or three gather in his name, oh yeah, there he'll be. And let me tell you how you do it. Look around. See the people standing up, clapping? That's who you ought to sit next to. See the people with their hands lifted? That's who you ought to sit next to. Look around again. See the people with a frown on their face? That's who you ought to avoid. See the people looking like that? I wish he would shut up. That's who you don't want to sit next to. Because when your life is on the line, and your child is running crazy, and your bills are the ones not paid, you ain't going to care what anybody else says. You're going to know, I need God to work it out for me. And I'll do whatever I've got to do to get what my God has for me. Is there anybody here you don't mind saying, Lord, help me in the midst of it all? So he says, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Make it. Do you see that? I want you to say it. Bible says make it. Now I want to give it to you in the English and the Hebrew, because it'll bless you both ways, Sister Venus. See, he says, make it. That blesses me. You know why? Because that means I've got to allow the Creator God, oh God, help me in here, to take up residence on the inside of me and use me. What do you mean by that? Well, if I've got to make it, that means it may not exist. See, I want you to understand, when you come into the house of God, or when you are about to come in his presence, or if like me, you start your morning on the floor with your face to the ground, when you first get up, there may not be joyful noises around you. Oh, God, help me in here. Ah, God, I see it, I feel it. Help your people to receive it. There may not be joyful noise when you accept this as your assignment. Your family might be depressed. Your loved ones may be down. Friends may be walking away. The church may be low on that Sunday because we all go through life. And sometimes the spirit is high when you come in the house. And the discerning folk know sometimes it's heavy and low. And so if I've got to make a joyful noise, that sets me free to do what I've got to do to get this thing together. That lets me know, Sister Kim, that sometimes I ought to expect that if I've got to make it, it may not already be made. And so part of my assignment is to come in and fill in the gaps. You don't want to praise them? That's all right, baby. I got it. I'm going to make it. You don't want to give them glory? That's all right, baby. I'm going to make it. You don't want to shout hallelujah? That's all right. I'm going to make it. If I got to make myself, I'll grab my own head. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it because the Lord's been good to me. He's been good to me. He's been mighty, mighty good to me. And I'll bless the name of Jesus at all times. So I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Now let me tell you how you know the person that you're sitting next to is somebody that you love and somebody that loves you. Oh God, I feel like preaching. Help me preach this thing, Minister D. See, there are some times where I recognize that you are so low that you can't make it. Oh God, in here. I need to preach to the honest people. Anybody ever come in the house of God and you feel like you can't make it? Anybody ever come into the house of God and you feel like giving up? Anybody ever come into the house of God on a Sunday and life has been beating up on you so bad you don't feel like putting one foot in front of the other? Anybody ever come into the house on Sunday and you felt like throwing in the towel? Is there anybody here? I know you look good right now. Got a smile on your face right now. I know you've got no frown right now. But I dare somebody to recognize that every now and then the very best of us, the most saved and sanctified of us, go through hell and high water. And every now and then this is a challenge to my life, because the truth of the matter is I don't always feel like praising. I don't always feel like giving him glory. But here's what I like about the sanctuary. Here's why I come into the house of God. When I feel like I can't make it, I need you to tell me you can make it. And so when I come into the house of God, that's why I say I'll bless the name of Jesus. And if I can't praise his name, every now and then you ought to see praise as your assignment. You ought to look down your row, find somebody with tears in their eyes, find somebody who feels like quitting, find somebody who feels like throwing in the towel, and you ought to look over at them and say, baby, you can make it. You can make it. Wow. With God, you can make it. Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you give up on God. You ought to say you can make it and grab that neighbor by the hand and begin to praise them together. Lift up their hand. Pat them on the back. Say, baby, you can make it. God will provide for you. God will. He'll open doors for you. He'll make a way. Won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he, won't he? Somebody say yeah. I feel like preaching in the house. Somebody give God glory. Somebody open up your mouth and shout to my God. Give my God some praise. Somebody say, I will. Oh, I will. I will bless you, Lord. And I'm on my way to my seat. I got to go. I just want to show you one more thing. I want to show you one more thing. While you're open, the Bible says you've got to bless him and you've got to know that the Lord is God. Now, when I read that for the very first time, I didn't understand it, Deacon Lee, because obviously the Lord is God. Isn't he one and the same? But you've got to read it. You've got to read it. Throw me an E flat. You've got to read it. You've got to read it in the original language. Because when you read it in the Hebrew, my God, I feel this thing. You will begin to see something that at the onset is not there. The Bible says you've got to know that the Lord, he is God. Now, in the original language, the word for Lord is Yahweh. But in the original language, the word for God is Elohim. They look different to the scholar Hebrew reader than they do to you and I. So when the Bible says, know that the Lord, he is God, here's what the Bible is saying. It is he that made us. That's a look back to creation, back in the book of Genesis. I dare somebody help me close this thing on today. That's back in the book of Genesis, way back in chapters 1 and 2. Because you see Yahweh in chapter 2, but you see Elohim in chapter 1. Good God, I feel like preaching. And in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1, this is what the Bible says. In the beginning, there was Elohim. He was God all by himself. And Elohim made the heavens and the earth. And Elohim stepped on the faces of the water. And Elohim said, let there be grass. And Elohim said, let there be birds. And Elohim said, let there be fields. But that was Genesis chapter 1. That was Elohim, the creator God. Somebody say, he's a creator God. Tell your neighbor, he's a creator God. Make him wake up and tell him he's a creator God. But that was Genesis chapter 1. Can I turn you over now into Genesis chapter 2? Because that's where he's no longer Elohim. That's where he's Yahweh. And Yahweh does something that Elohim does not do. Now the scholars will say these are two separate creation narratives written at different periods in Israel's history. And they ought to choose one is more accurate than another. But my faith says that they are one and the same. And that they want us to know that God is both Yahweh and Elohim. That's why the Bible says in the psalm that we're reading today, you've got to know that Yahweh is Elohim. You've got to know that the Lord, he is God. Why do I need to know that? Because in Genesis chapter 1, Elohim shows you, I can make something out of nothing. I don't need it already to exist. When your money is low, I can make it. When your joy is low, I can make it. When your bills are high, I can make it. When you feel like you've got no strength, I can make it. But that's Elohim. Let me tell you about Yahweh. Yahweh does something that Elohim does not do. Because the Bible says that after he made the heavens and the earth, oh, I feel like preaching now, that he dipped down into the mud and he made a man and a woman. Now, when Elohim makes them, the Bible stops it right there. It simply says he created man and woman in his own likeness. But that's not what Yahweh did. The Bible says that Yahweh dipped down into the clay, leaned over top of man, breathed into his body. Let me tell you what that means. That means he's an intimate God. That means he'll get dirty with you. That means he'll walk with you. And that means you've got to know that Yahweh
is Elohim, and that will make you shout. If you can't see it, here's why. If Yahweh is Elohim, then here's what that means, Deacon Lee. The God who will get in it with me, the God who will walk with me, the God who will talk with me, the God who will keep me, the God who will breathe on me, the God who will sustain me, is also the God with all power in his hand. You ought to tell somebody, I'm walking with Yahweh, but I've got the power of Elohim. So when he steps into my life, anything I need, God can make it. God has got it. He's Yahweh and he's Elohim. Give your neighbor a high five. Ask him, which one do you need? If you need Yahweh, he'll be a friend that will stick closer than a brother. Won't he, won't he, won't he? If you need Yahweh, he'll walk with you in your trial. Won't he, won't he, won't he? If you need Yahweh, he will drive your tears. Won't he, won't he, won't he? But if you need Elohim, he'll provide all your needs. I dare somebody shout, I got both. I got God, and I know who he is. Come on and give him praise. Come on and give him praise. Say yeah. Won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he be what you need? Won't he put food on your table? Won't he walk with you? Won't he dry your tears? Won't he make your joy? Won't he make your peace? Won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he, won't he? Yeah!
Lord, have mercy. There's somebody right here who knows he's Yahweh. He's the intimate God. He's the God who will scoop me up, make me out of nothing, breathe in me. Oh, God. The Bible says he breathed the Ruah into him. He'll breathe the breath of life into you. When you don't know how, he'll say, you can make it. He'll say, you can make it. Oh, I feel him in here. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. He'll say, you can make it. Don't give up now. It's almost there. Your breakthrough is on the way. But because he's Elohim, whatever you need to make it, he can make. Oh, God. Let's go, let's go. Lord, help me in here. Oh, my God. I feel like praising. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I feel like shouting. You've got to know that Yahweh is Elohim. Come on, stand to your feet on today. I'm going to let you go. Lord. Verse 3, I believe by the Spirit, is a flashback to the creation narratives of Genesis chapters 1 and 2, saying to us, know that the Lord Yahweh, he is the creator God, Elohim. Know that Yahweh, the one who walked Moses through the Red Sea, the one who walks with his people. See that? Lord, it's awesome. Yahweh, the one who rescues his people. Oh, God. Yahweh, the one who comes down and gets in it with you. Ha! Hey, God, is also Elohim.
It's not that he comes and gets in it with you and leaves his ability to be Elohim behind. You've got to know when you're going through it. See, and let me just real quick, I know I'm gonna let you go, but here's why it's profound. It's because of what God was talking to us about earlier. He's the source for every resource. Because when I'm going through it, I know that God is with me. I know that he sees me. But I don't always believe that he can make a way out. It's not that I doubt him being with me. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the ghost in here. It's not that I doubt his presence. It's that with what I'm facing right now, I just don't know how anyone, maybe if I'm honest about it, even God could handle this and change it. But when I know that Yahweh is Elohim, then I know that if he's with you, so is his creative power, so are his resources. You are walking around with the maker of the heavens and the earth resting on you and on the inside of you. You ought to tell the devil, Yahweh is Elohim, and he's mine. He's mine. He's mine.
Let's open up the doors of the church. Lord, thank you for your word. Can we just take 30 seconds and make a joyful noise and thank him for his word? Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we bless your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, God. Come on, put a smile on your face with your praise. Just say glory to your name. Lord, you are good. Your mercy is everlasting. And your truth. We know. I know who you are. Hallelujah. Glory. Feel the anointing all over the place. Glory to God. We're going to open up the doors of the church. Come on, lift your hands all over the place. Let's just pray real quickly. I know there are some people who are struggling with that. I want to pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. If that's you and you know that he's Yahweh, you're struggling with him being Elohim, would you lift your hands if you need that prayer? I know it's Communion Sunday, so I want to be careful here. If you know he's Yahweh, but you're struggling to believe that he can be Elohim, let me ask you this. I want to identify you. If you're here, if that's you and you're struggling to believe that he's Elohim, come on, just we got to go with it. Just come real quickly to the altar. Come quickly, because I know we got to go. I know leaders are thinking we got to go, but I want to pray for you. Come on. Let's celebrate him as they come. I know he's Yahweh, but I struggle to believe that. Come on, this is what I need you to do. Deacons, would you touch your brothers and your sisters as they come? Would you surround them with their love? Come on, sisters, touch sisters. Come on, hug them. Put your hand in their hand. Come on, baby, come on. Sometimes, there you go. You can step in, leaders, trustees, however you feel led. Come on. There's tears at this altar. There you go. I feel encouraged now because I see him coming. Come on, I need you to support him. Come on, I need you to put your hands on him. Come on, deaconesses, you can help. Come on, Winnie. Come on out, Sister Winnie. Come on, put your hand on somebody. Come on, lay your hand on somebody. Everybody touching somebody. Because when you're going through, it's not that you don't know God is with you, but you just have questions about how he's going to make a way this time. I came by to tell you he's a way maker. Hallelujah. All the glory belongs to him. He is Yahweh, the one who walks with us, the one who makes us and forms us. And here's your testimony as you're listening all over this altar. I want you to hear this. If he made you once, he can remake you again. Do you hear the Spirit of God? I feel God in this place touching his people. Touch their spirits, God, on the inside, in their inner man, in their inner woman. Let them know if you made them once, you can make them again. You can remake a marriage. You can rebuild a family. You can remake their finances. If you made them once, you can make it again. And because you're Elohim, you don't need anything else to make it. All you need is yourself. You are the source for every resource. And so when you show up in our lives, you come with breakthrough in your hand.
When you show up in our lives, you don't need doctors. You come with healing in your hand. When you show up in our lives, you show up with power and strength and the anointing in your hand. God, there's a mother at this altar. Touch her. There's a father at this altar. Touch him. There are children at this altar with their parents. Touch them. There are children at the altar by themselves. Touch them. There are deacons at the altar ministering with tears. Touch them. God, let your people know you're both Yahweh and Elohim. God, I need you to restore your people on today by the power of your Holy Spirit. God, I pray for every inner man and any woman represented at the altar today. God, I pray for every hand lifted in the sanctuary. If you want in on this prayer, just throw your hands up. God, I pray for everyone in your house. God, I pray for the music ministry. God, let her know that, God, you'll be the source for every resource she needs. God, I pray for every deacon. Let them know on the inside that you are both the source and the resource, that you've got everything, all power in their hand. And as they leave this place, but not your presence, because you're going to walk with them, let them know if walking with them is what you're doing, Yahweh, then giving them power is what you can do, Elohim. So bless your people on today. Encourage your people on today. Strengthen your people on today. Minister with might and power in your hand. And for this, God, we'll be careful to give your name all glory, all honor, and all praise. May the people of God say amen, amen, and amen. I dare five people to take 5 seconds and make a joyful noise in this place. Yahweh.
Yahweh. We pray.
God bless you.
Yahweh.
Come on, hug somebody as you. Come here, Dorian. Dorian, come here, boy.
Yahweh. We pray. Yahweh, we pray. Yahweh, Yahweh, we pray. Yahweh,
Yahweh,
we pray. Oh, Yahweh,
Yahweh,
we pray. Oh, my Yahweh. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Oh, 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 all the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Come on, somebody make a joyful noise. The Bible says the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Come on, make a joyful noise. We do warfare on the highest level in the house of God. Amen. We're going to get ready to open up the doors of the church. Man, what a move of God. I want to allow the ministry that needs to take place to continue, and I want to respect your time. Can you give yourselves a hand for just being an amazing congregation? I mean, I'm serious. You never know when it will be your turn. Am I right about it? You never know when it will be your turn. And so, I'm sorry, it's too much pastor in me to see a brother with tears in his eyes and not give him a hug. Amen. Let's open up the doors of the church on today. Is there one? Come on, come on, let's celebrate. Are you here? Do you need to come? Some man, some woman, some boy, some girl, as we sing Yahweh. Come on.